AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Democrat Terry McAuliffe has conceded in the governor's race in Virginia. Republican Glenn Youngkin is the state's new governor. In New Jersey, the governor's race is still too close to call between Republican Jack Cittarelli and Governor Phil Murphy. Murphy says he is trying to be patient.
When every vote is counted, and every vote will be counted, we hope to have a celebration.
The process is in motion to get kids 5 to 11 Pfizer's coronavirus shots. Now that it has the go-ahead from the CDC, the AP's Sagar Magani reports there are still parents that are hesitant.
Dr. Helen Talbot says her older kids are already vaccinated because she believes the doses are safe.
And I would not recommend something if I did not feel that way.
But Dr. Beth Bell knows there are still concerns and questions.
And we really encourage people to ask their providers.
A recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey found nearly two-thirds of parents want to either wait on getting kids vaccinated or won't do it at all. As she voted to approve shots for 5 to 11-year-olds, CDC advisor Veronica McNally urged parents to look at the numbers. At least 94 of those kids have died from COVID-19.
I'm really doing this to prevent number 95.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a gun rights case that could lead to more guns on the streets of New York and Los Angeles. Paul Clement is the lawyer fighting gun permit and right to carry laws.
Carrying a firearm outside the home is a fundamental constitutional right. It is not some extraordinary action that requires an extraordinary demonstration of need.
The case centers on New York's restrictive gun permit law and the right to carry a gun outside the home for self-defense. Democrats say they've sealed a deal to lower pharmaceutical drug costs for most older Americans as part of President Biden's domestic proposal. This is AP News. The UK Toy Retailers Association released its list of 12 dream toys for Christmas. The classics are on the list: Lego, Barbie, and Hot Wheels. Phil Hooper's Spin Master has one of the hot toys. Paw Patrol's Chase 2-in-1 Transformer.
It's a vehicle that features very heavily in the movie, in critical scenes where the transformation, you know, plays a major part in the movie. This toy has been designed to replicate that transformation exactly.
There's also Gassy Gus. Players feed him with food items displayed on cards and pump his head to see his belly bulge. A big issue this Christmas for toy shoppers is supply and demand. Prices will be higher because of supply chain issues. Alan Simpson is with the Toy Retailers Association.
If you have the time, get out and shop early so that you can actually get across and get your plan A as opposed to having to resolve to a plan B or a plan C.
Simpson says expect to pay more for bigger box items. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.